here from the sister. If somebody has a child and after the child, the post delivery bleeding, it's supposed to go on for 40 days or so, it stops early. What does the sister do? Does she start fasting straight away, start praying?
The 40 days period is greatly misunderstood by most women,
mm-hmm.
and men as well. Once a woman gives birth, there is a post delivery bleeding. This bleeding could last for 40 days, more or less. In some cases, with some ladies, it only lasts for a day. So once the bleeding stops and there is no other period, then a woman is required to take a bath with the intention of removing the major impurity of a nifas or the post-delivery bleeding, then resume the prayer from the moment that she experiences the tahara. Same thing with fasting. Then she will be required to fast. Even though it's less than 40 days, even if it is just one day. Because that has nothing to do with this period. The scholar said, only if it exceeds the period of 40 days, a woman then would resume her life normally, even if she sees the blood. So the maximum period for the post-delivery bleeding, which would prevent the woman from praying and fasting and touching the Quran and having a relationship with her husband, a sexual relationship, is 40 days. After that, if it is her regular period and it started and she recognizes it, okay, that will count as well. But if it was not the regular period and that was the bleeding of the post-delivery, past 40 days, a woman would treat it as istihada. And we did discuss that before in details. Meaning, she would perform complete ghusl. Then, for each fard salah, she would perform wudu and pray the fard and its related nawafil, if it exceeds the period of 40 days. But before that, once the bleeding is ceased, right away, a woman is required to resume her regular life as far as performing the ibadat and doing everything else. And if she can afford to fast, then she must fast as well. But if she is weak due to breastfeeding or because she's just still recovering from the pregnancy and delivery, in this case, she would be treated as مَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. She will estimate how many days she skipped fasting during Ramadan, and then she has to make them up whenever she feels better and she recovers.
Tazakallah khair.